Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Every year, Bubba and Mel from 100.7 Star have this pizza contest. Last year, you were the judge, which meant you got to eat pizza all morning long.
Yep.
Every year, we get excited.
Yep.
There's going to be pizza around. Now, this year, there are signs plastered all over the building that say nobody, apart from judges, can have any pizza until after 10 a.m.
Ridiculous.
So we just have to sit here while it smells glorious out there. It is pizza nirvana.
Should we just go take a piece?
Yes.
You go first.
No, you should totally go tell me how that goes for you.
I knew you were going to do that.
If you walk in and take a slice of pizza, ain't nobody going to say jack about crap.
Yeah, but then I look like that guy.
I know.
You want me to look like that
guy? I would rather have you look like that guy than me look like that guy.
That's nice.
Because it is a bad look. There's signs everywhere.
Right.
They got a whole thing going. Callus? You want to go take a slice of pizza for us?
I'm on Awaken 180. I can't have pizza. I don't want to get addicted. That's why I was fat before.
And he's lactose.
Never stopped him before. Actually, I feel like pizza wouldn't be all that sticky to him.
The way he answered, he was on the phone too. He was shaking the phone like, I'm on Awaken 180.
Like an old person.
Old man yelling at clouds. Like you'd almost picture that phone being attached to a wall somewhere. No caller ID. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Going to be joined in a moment here by Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. But Jaden Daniels, wonderful rookie quarterback for the Washington Commanders, he was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was asked which defenses confused him the most this year. And he named a few, and then because of the Pittsburgh ties on the McAfee show, they asked him, okay, what about the Steelers defense? Like, what did the Steelers defense do to you? And he said, they didn't confuse me at all. The Steelers tried to play man against us the whole game, Daniels said. I would say Baltimore did a good job. Baltimore, for sure, disguising Kyle Hamilton, bro. There was times he was lining up at the line of scrimmage and then running 30 yards back.
Hmm.
So You've had a number of people talk about the Steelers' predictability on defense now. Julian Edelman, and I heard some pan that and say, first of all, Edelman never had 9 catches against the Steelers, let alone every time. And also, he last played against the Steelers in like 2018. So what does he know? Is he paying attention to the league? Well, now you've got Jaden Daniels saying it. That's why we bring on Chris Carter. He's our filmer breaker downer guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, also the host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. And to you, Chris, we say good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Oh, it's outstanding, Chris. And we'll get some Super Bowl opinions from you coming up in a little bit. But I'm sure now you've heard those Jaden Daniels comments about the Steelers' defense being predictable. How big of an issue do you think that that was for the Steelers this year, their predictability?
I think part of it is that I think part of the problem that the Steelers faced was that when they were lining up in certain situations, they weren't scaring people in the way that they wanted to. Like when you're covering a man, it's fine if you're in man coverage, but you've got to have man coverage that forces an issue. And when you look back at the problems they faced this year, you know, they didn't have shutdown corner play in those spots. And that was part of what I think they wanted to do so that they could be aggressive in other ways. And it didn't allow them to disguise as much as they wanted to this season. And I think that was a big problem. So they wanted to be a certain style of defense. They wanted to play a lot more tight man coverage that kind of forced the issue. And there were times this year where I think it worked. But then, you know, in that second half of the season, I think it kind of came undone a little bit. Dante Jackson, when he got hurt, it made it so that there was nobody after Joey Porter Jr. who could do that. And Joey Porter Jr. himself, as we did our Locked On Steelers final grades in the season, I gave him a C because, you know, he had some really good games. He also had some really bad games because, you know what, in that first game against Lamar Jackson, they were confusing him. They were all over the place. They were shutting things down. Joey Porter Jr. took away Zay Flowers. But then in the second two games, they did not confuse him. he tore them apart and knew exactly what they were doing. So I think part of it is when you have a strength that's supposed to be part of your defense, you need it to be your strength. And man coverage was supposed to be a strength for the Steelers. It wasn't for a big chunk of the second half of the season. I think once the offense stopped scoring, that's when the Steelers hit their 5-game losing streak.
Chris, percentage chance that Najee Harris will come back and sign a contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers? There's reports out there that this could be a possibility now, but what do you think? Do you think that the Steelers should even entertain that, and do you think that it's a legitimate chance that he comes back?
You know, Doran, I put that at a 5% chance before, you know, Jerry Dulac said that the Steelers were looking at that and there was a chance there. I thought back in like last offseason, I thought that it made the most sense to bring him back. It would have been up on like $6.5 million, something not expensive. And then you don't have to even look at running back in the upcoming offseason, where you could say, you know, hey, like, you know what, we got to worry about defensive line and wide receiver and corner and then whatever else you got to worry about. And you still got to figure out, like, you know, which quarterback you want to keep and all that kind of stuff. Let's not have to worry about running back right now. But now you're here, and that's and it's happening. And that $6.5 million is not what you're going to keep cutting Najee Harris for. So I have a hard time seeing them paying him what I think he's going to be worth on the open market, and that's probably going to be like anywhere from $9 to $10 million a year. But hey, if they did, I think it would take something off the table that they have to worry about right now, and then put less pressure on having to draft a guy at running back who'd be needing to be able to contribute a lot with Jaylen Warren this upcoming season.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Can you understand Chris on the phone?
Not really.
I can't either. Chris, we're going to try to call you back. Sorry about that.
All right. Sorry about that.
We both apologized.
Yeah. A little muffled.
I think the Steelers have good enough players to be good defensively, and they were not good enough at the end of the season. And I think it's because they're easy to prepare for. They're super easy to prepare for.
Yeah, they're really stagnant. You know that their best player isn't going to move. You know their best player is going to do like two things, right? Like he's going to rush, or he's going to have the C gap, and he's going to, you know, or he's going to play outside of the tackle. Like, I mean, he's not going to move around. You don't have to worry about him. You don't have to scheme. And it's like, okay, like if he's on one the week before, it's like, yeah, he worries me a lot. So we're going to keep a tight end in, or we're going to have a back chip. Like That's how you take out T.J. Watt most of the time because, I mean, he's not getting holding calls. He gets held a lot.
Yes.
And you know those trends, right? If you're a team, if you're a head coach, you're like, okay, like they're not going to call a lot. And if they do call one, okay, we'll live with it. But, like, we're going to double team him and we'll take him out. And once we do that, then it's like, okay, hey, beat us with all your other guys. And you're not going to do anything funky to actually try to beat us and scheme your defense up to beat us, our offense, with your other guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean it's like pick your poison.
They run single high as much as any team in the National Football League. And they have changed over the years. Like, I do think that bears mentioning because I think it's inaccurate to say otherwise. I mean, when the Patriots were picking them apart in 16, they were primarily a zone team. Now they're primarily a man team. They've played more cover two principles in the past. Now they're playing more cover one. So they've changed. But this year, in a vacuum, you know what you're getting from the Steelers defense. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll also say Jaden Daniels didn't have a great game against Pittsburgh. So he's throwing stones. He had a 50% completion percentage and threw for roughly 200 yards. Chris Carter back with us. We'll see if the phone works. And if not, then we'll say goodbye to Chris, unfortunately. Chris, how are you?
I'm all right. I apologize. I'm vacationing in California at the moment. So that's why I'm a little bit different this week.
Chris, it's 5:09 a.m. out there.
And that's fine.
I did not realize that we were doing this to you. And now I feel compelled to keep you around even though your phone sucks, but I don't think we can keep him around. Chris, we're gonna have to punt. I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay, we'll try this again next week.
Sorry to wake you up.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, jeez. I feel terrible.
He didn't tell us. If he'd have told us and we're like, hey, we still want you on, like that's different. But he didn't say anything. Oh, unless he said something to you.
Not ruling that out.
When he first answered the phone, he sounded very tired.
Yeah.
I was like, you coming on video? He's like, No, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
That's a different 5:09 a.m. You're just not used to that out there
right.
in the Pacific. Like, it's not like he's like waking up early to do a segment here at 5:09.
No, he probably spoke for the first time to Nicholas Harry Callis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder what part of California.
Who cares?
Hmm.
Someone on the text line called me a twerp. And my reaction is the same. I don't care if people insult me so long as it's funny. And that to me is very funny. You little twerp.
You twerp.
Someone should flip you upside down and take all your lunch money from you is what they wrote.
Twerp. Wimp.
Wimp is good.
Wimp's a good one.
Wimp is a good one. There are others that we can't say on the air that I like a lot too.
Me too.
But you can't commit someone traditionally when you're insulting them.
Yes.
But twerp makes you feel like you're about this big.
Uh-huh.
We'll get much more into the Super Bowl coming up in our next segment here. But when you have this number of people coming out, players coming out, talking about the Steelers' predictability, there needs to be some self-scout there. Like, and the talk all year long has been that the offense is predictable. You know, second and 5-9, they ran the ball more than anybody else. First down and 10, they ran the ball more than anybody else. When you know what the other team can do, it doesn't always mean you can stop it. But it makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough focus had been on the defense. Now you got Edelman. Now you got Jaden Daniels. And you had Ben Roethlisberger kind of rubber stamping it.
Three guys that are relevant to the current Pittsburgh Steelers. So do you have to really self-scout? Ben Roethlisberger, he was a quarterback here years ago. And he's not going to be playing next year.
But he's paying attention to it.
But Jaden Daniels, he didn't beat us. And he's in the NFC. And Julian Edelman is a guy that we played 8 years ago.
Do you disagree, though?
If it was Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow that said this, or even Jameis Winston, okay, then I would do some self-scouting. But these guys, I mean, to the Steelers are irrelevant of what they say about the defense.
It shouldn't be, though.
I agree, but I think that's how Tom thinks. He's like, I don't care what these guys say. We're still going to run our things and do things our way.
Oh, if we're going to talk about what Tom thinks...
Yeah.
You hit the nail right on the head.
But I think he would self-scout if it was the guys that they actually play, like consistently, the three quarterbacks that I named, or two quarterbacks I named.
Yeah, they're not going to play Jaden Daniels again for 4 years.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. I just think
that... Yeah, they beat him.
They did beat him. I look at the Steelers' defensive roster and the names of the players, and even this year, the depth at most positions... And where they finish statistically doesn't add up to me. And so the question then becomes why, and I think you have to point to scheme. 412-928-9370, you can weigh in on that, but let's get into the damn Super Bowl. We've talked about some of the ancillary stuff, props and block pools. Talked a lot about Bill Belichick's girlfriend who's 48 years his junior.
Food.
All that fun stuff. Let's get into the game. We got odds and ends coming up in the final hour of the show. Lee Sterling at 9 o'clock. Up next, we dive into the game. We start breaking it down. And I do wonder who people are rooting for. Because I think for Steelers fans in particular, it's a pretty difficult decision.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Big game is on Sunday, and we haven't talked very much about it.
Nope.
Not the actual game. Ready for the matchup to watch, baby?
Mm-hmm.
For my money. Chiefs have not allowed a 100-yard rusher in their last 18 consecutive playoff games. I don't think the Eagles win the game unless Saquon has over 100 yards. So that's the stat for me. I don't know which way I lean. That defense is outstanding. You give Spags 2 weeks to prepare. They're going to do everything they can to take Saquon out of the game. But as our good friend Pat Bostic said yesterday, in the playoffs, Saquon Barkley is averaging 32.8 yards per touchdown. So it's that immovable force versus the object kind of thing. So how do you see that one all playing out?
Well, I mean, doing the ESPN Bet Sportsbook read, there's a prop that I've read a few times, which was I'm going to take the under of Saquon Barkley's 124.5 rushing yards, and we'll talk about that during odds and ends
yes.
as well. But I'm going to take the under because I think the mentality has to be, and I get it, a lot easier said than done, but the mentality, if you are the Chiefs defense, you've been playing very well all year, has to be eliminate the big play. If they eliminate the big play and don't let Saquon break out on one of those runs where it's like 40, 50, 60 plus, I think that the Chiefs will bottle up Saquon Barkley. I don't think he can, the thousand cuts saying, I don't think that Saquon Barkley would do that to the Chiefs. It would have to be a gash.
Look at us.
What? What happened now?
You can't get death by a thousand cuts, and God only knows that you two aren't the only people who noticed I had no idea what that immovable object saying was.
Unstoppable force versus an immovable object.
Thank death you. By a thousand cuts, that's what it was.
You know that thousand cuts saying?
Yeah, well.
You know that immovable force saying?
Yeah.
We've also asked which team you're rooting for, and I think it's easier now than ever to pick a side because most of the people listening, I'm guessing, are going to bet on this game. And so whatever team you bet on, you're just going to root for. But straight up, who do you root for, I think, is a difficult decision for Steelers fans this year. If it's the Eagles who win, well, there's a lot of Flyers fans who are going to be happy, and screw those people. Also, the other team in the state now clearly has bragging rights over you, because in my lifetime, it's Steelers 2, Eagles 1. You know, a lot of older heads out there, obviously the Steelers, they got the 6 Lombardis, but the Eagles can match the modern day Steelers with 2 championships. If the Chiefs win, they've won 4 out of 6. They've won 3 in a row. People will say it's the greatest dynasty in the history of the sport. They'll surpass the 70s Steelers. I think from a rooting standpoint, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place here. Plus, people just hate the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't like Philly. I think it's tough for Pittsburgh fans.
I think it's tough, but I mean, personally, I think I look at it where I'm rooting for players, and you know, how many players that I'm rooting for are on each team. Like, obviously, I'm rooting for Kenny to get a ring.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Avante Maddox, Pitt guys to get a ring, of course. But I'm also rooting for Saquon Barkley. Like, I really am. I mean, I don't care that he went to Penn State at all. I think that he is the best player in the NFL. I think that the New York Giants made an absolute dumb decision by not paying him, and he's shoving it right up their backside. And I love that. And he deserves everything that he has coming to him. I'm rooting for Saquon Barkley. I'm rooting for Jalen Hurts. You know, even thinking back to his college days and what happened with Tua Tagovailoa whenever he's at Alabama, then having to transfer and all the adversity that guy has faced all the way up until this point. I'm rooting for that. I'm rooting on the other side. I love greatness, as I've stated a bunch of times. I want Patrick Mahomes to keep being great. I'm rooting for Justin Watson, who's a whippy old guy with the South Fayette. Literally, parents live in my backyard. Like, I'm rooting for him to get, his third or fourth Super Bowl.
Shouldn't they buy a house?
They have a house that is in the backyard of my house.
So you're rooting for a good game.
I am.
And you're betting on the Chiefs.
Yes.
I'm betting on the Chiefs, too.
Yes.
And we've said this before. Like, imagine you bet on the Eagles and the Chiefs win and cover. And you go to bed that night. You got heartburn. Probably one or two too many beers. And you got to tell yourself that you bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. That's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Meanwhile, if you bet on the Chiefs and the Eagles win, you're ticked because you're losing money. But at least your process is probably more sound.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most difficult teams in the history of professional sports to bet against. Because they just seem to always find a way to win. They're the rare champion that's just good enough to win. Like, I know the 2007 Patriots were not the Super Bowl champion, but they obliterated everybody. Great teams throughout the history of sport obliterate everybody. The Chiefs are just good enough to just beat you by the skin of your teeth every single game. It's a remarkable thing to witness, and I understand where you're coming from, where you respect greatness. Like, I respect greatness, too. And as much as they annoy me, as much as the refereeing thing has annoyed me, I can't root for Philly, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't root for Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is on the Kansas City Chiefs, too. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I also want to steal a topic from Philadelphia Sports Radio coming up next, which I think will tickle your fancy, Dorn.
I, real quick, I'm also rooting for Sirianni, too, because, I mean, he has a little Ryan Day thing going on right now, I believe. I feel like that they were in the same boat. You know, how many times did we fire Ryan Day, and now he just signed a new contract that's 7 years, $12 million, $12.5 million a year.
Right.
The guy's the total bleep you. And I think that Sirianni is kind of in that same boat. Like, people want him fired every single year, every single week. And now if he wins, he's going to be like, bleep you. I love that.
I do like that, too. I also saw a video of Ryan Day walking into a steakhouse, and some dude filmed a video running up to him. Say, hey, can we take a picture together? He's like, yeah, sure. And he's like, go blue, 0-4. And if I'm Ryan Day, I'm walking up into that steakhouse. I ain't thinking about that for another second. Like, okay, 0-4, great. Yeah, would you? I don't know, because I am not an Ohio State fan. But I would trade losing to Michigan every year if I would also win the national championship every year.
Yes.
Like, my God, if I were a West Virginia fan, and you lost to Pitt, but still won the national championship, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? Like, imagine me trying to talk junk on you if Kenny Pickett had won the national championship, but West Virginia had beat them that year. I realized they didn't play. Like, oh, we beat you. We got a ring.
Right.
We got a banner. Like, you got me.
Ryan Day doesn't care that kid said that. All Ryan Day had to do, we talk about whenever it's appropriate to wear rings. I'm sure that it was a business meeting. He probably wore his ring. All he had to do is look at the camera and be like, yeah, you're right.
Yes.
He just flashed that ring.
I think it's obnoxious when people walk around wearing their like Super Bowl rings and stuff. If I'm Ryan Day, I wear my championship ring all offseason, though.
Mm-hmm.
All offseason. Same thing with Nick Sirianni. And I do agree with you on Jalen Hurts. Like, Jalen Hurts, in the national championship game at Alabama, gets pulled for Tua Tagovailoa, who ultimately throws the game-winning touchdown. And he could not have handled it more classily. I remember the interview at the end of the game. It was a spectacular thing to see. He seems like a cool dude, a good dude. He's been asked a million questions about the last Super Bowl between these two teams. He said the only thing that he cares about is winning. And I actually believe him.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't. It's tough.
Yeah.
Who do you want to win? I'm still going Chiefs, but I can see the argument because of some of the personal stories with the Eagles. 412-928-9370. Here's a text. I really enjoy listening to you guys, but sometimes it's painful listening to how you fellas butcher the English language. Love you. I couldn't even read the text correctly.
Couldn't even read it.
All right, we're stealing a topic from Philadelphia Sports Radio coming up next. I think it's going to be a good conversation. I think there's an obvious answer to this question, but Philadelphia got it wrong. And the question is this. We steal this directly from WIP, our brother station in Philly, Dorm. Would you rather, to start a team, have Howie Roseman or Patrick Mahomes? Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Is this a real question?
65% of people in Philadelphia voted for Howie Roseman.
Is this a real question? And is that, are those real?
That's the real result, yeah.
What?
Yeah. They're so blinded by their love for that man, and they should love him. I mean, he's great general manager.
But he ain't playing.
Right. And they've got one. They've got one championship. And that is a wonderful thing. And they had a parade, and they've been a long-suffering franchise. It's why they love him. Patrick Mahomes could maybe win three in a row. And I think is likely to win three in a row. It's not even a question.
No.
Think about the San Francisco 49ers and how they built that roster. That roster was ravaged by injuries this year. But the last few years, they've been Philadelphia West. Yeah. I mean, great offensive line, great schemes, but great high-end star power.
Yes.
What's it got them? They ain't won a Super Bowl. Ain't got them nothing. I think Baltimore's roster is better than Buffalo's roster. Who won the game? The team with Josh Allen, who the voters said this year was the better quarterback, and that's up for some debate. But you get the point. Like, the best roster doesn't generally guarantee you anything unless you've got one of the best quarterbacks. I think about the Rams and what they did, and they have Aaron Donald, maybe the best defensive player of all time. They didn't win until they brought in Matt Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
You need the quarterback. And I get it. Sports, fandom, it's provincialism. You're going to love your team. You're going to love your guys. I shouldn't be shocked that the vote in Philly
right.
went that way. But the 35% of the people who would rather have Patrick Mahomes are clearly in the right. You just lost to them 2 years ago with I think unquestionably the better roster. Give me Patrick Mahomes 100 times out of 100 times.
I think the question should be, like, would you rather have Andy Reid or Howie Roseman? Like, right now.
Would you rather have, how about this, Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back over the annals of time at the great coaches who are in the hall and the great quarterbacks, they're intrinsically linked.
Yes, absolutely.
Always.
Yeah.
Belichick and Brady, Knoll and Bradshaw, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's just the way that it goes. Like, it's not a coincidence that we say, oh, this guy's the greatest coach of all time. Oh, he had Tom Brady. Oh, this guy might be the greatest head coach of all time. Oh, he had Patrick Mahomes.
Now, which coach or quarterback didn't have either or in the last 25 years? I mean, if we could think about that, if we want to play a little game. Like,
I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful. Like, I don't think Tony Dungy is in the same realm as these guys we're talking about.
He had Peyton.
He had Peyton Manning. Like, I guess what I'm saying,
like, what coach did it without, and consistently did it without a really, really, really high-level quarterback? Or which quarterback, high-level quarterback, did it without a really good
head coach? I think it's harder to, like, if you're a great coach, you probably, if you're considered to be an all-time great coach, you probably had a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Cowher. I mean, Cowher was achieving a lot with not great quarterback play, but then he eventually won with Ben.
Right.
But he did a lot without that for a while. Now, Neil O'Donnell did have a really good year in 94 leading in 95.
I guess if you want to go like 1 year, I mean, I guess Billick would count.
Yeah, he won without
a quarterback, basically.
Without a quarterback.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson won in Tampa with Gruden.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson ain't that good. Joe Gibbs is the ultimate one because he won with different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
With the Washington franchise. But more often than not, when there's a great quarterback, that coach gets a ton of credit and vice versa. That's just the way it goes. I'm not going to be shocked by those poll results in Philadelphia, but I do have to laugh a little bit at the question. And I'm not calling them out. I mean, I think it's an interesting topic. Would you rather build a super roster and lose to Mahomes, or have Mahomes and beat the super roster? We have just an obvious example of what you should pick in that last Super Bowl between these two teams.
And maybe in this one.
And I think in this one.
Right.
Like, if you do tail of the tape, if you go position unit by position unit, Philadelphia's kicking the crap out of the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think you'll take, I know you'll take Reid over Sirianni, and you'll take Mahomes over Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And that's not to say Sirianni hasn't done a good job. He has. And it's not to say Jalen Hurts ain't a good quarterback. He is. But come on. What are we doing here? 412-928-9370. We'll continue to discuss this. People are weighing in on the text line. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports going to be with us in 10 minutes. Going over prop bets, all that fun Super Bowl stuff. And he nails it every year. Get the lowdown on the national anthem. Before we get to that, though, breaking Steelers news. According to Dejan Kovacevic from DKPittsburghSports.com, I'll keep this short and very much to the point, he writes, Russell Wilson's not wanted by the Steelers, like, at all. Okay. I mean, we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not poo-pooing Dejan or anything like that, but we knew that. When the Dulac story came out, we had already been sniffing the reality that Russell Wilson wasn't going to come back. And when Jerry wrote what he wrote, seemed like that's the divorce to me. Like, you can't make an argument then to bring him back because of the public relations nightmare that it would be. You come back for training camp next year, or OTAs, mini camp, and all Russ is going to get asked about, all Arthur Smith is going to get asked about, is their personal relationship. Not to mention, it didn't take much sleuthing to figure out that that story came from Russell Wilson's camp, which leads you to believe he thinks he's going elsewhere and is trying to do image damage control. So again, not poo-pooing the DK Pittsburgh sports story, but I think we're a little late to the party here.
Yeah, but I mean, in a way, this kind of puts pressure on the Steelers, though. I mean, whenever you say that you're moving on from Russell Wilson, I mean, the free agent crop isn't great. So, like, you're basically putting all your eggs in the Justin Fields basket. And if that doesn't work, uh-oh.
You got one option.
You have one option.
One viable option.
Seriously.
Unless Matt Stafford is available and doesn't get to choose where he goes. If Matt Stafford gets to choose where he goes, and there's some smoke there that he might get traded because his wife did a podcast where she was all ticked off about Cooper Kupp getting moved, leading you to believe that Matt Stafford was ticked off by Cooper Kupp being moved. If he's traded and doesn't get to pick the destination, I do think Pittsburgh would be interested. It fits what they've done. They brought in Mitch Trubisky. He's obviously much better than him. They brought in two quarterbacks last year. I think Stafford better than both. It would make sense. If he gets to determine, though, he ain't coming here.
No.
Not when he reads that he might not be allowed to audible, not when he looks around and sees the skill position talent, not when he compares the scheme of Arthur Smith to that of his former head coach. He'd have to play outside all the time.
Yep.
If he gets to determine where he goes, he ain't coming here. If not, there's an option. So that might be two options. But Fields obviously more realistic than the Stafford one, because I think a lot of teams will be bidding for Stafford services. If they don't bring back Justin Fields, and Stafford is in fact a pipe dream, I think you have to embrace the tank then. I think you have to lean into, we're not going to be very good.
I don't know if you have a choice.
Right.
Like, really, you know, is whether it's the plan to do that or not. Like, I don't know if you have a choice, because literally what are you going to go to the draft and draft a quarterback in the second round? That's not going to be a quality starter.
Or are you going to reach for one at 21 overall?
Are you going to, I mean, then who are you going to sign? What, are you going to break the bank for Sam Darnold? That's still
a Yeah, I don't even decision. Mention him because
I know.
From a monetary standpoint, like, he's going from a great situation in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, who's just named the coach of the year, to Pittsburgh, where they don't have anywhere near the talent. And again, that's a really quarterback-friendly scheme that Kevin O'Connell runs. And you'd be playing behind a bad offensive line for a guy who's not that mobile. There's so many reasons why that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that this makes me realize is I don't think it's going to be quite Justin Fields names his price, like it's going to be $30 million a season, but he now is in a position where he can take them for a ride a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in the driver's seat.
That's a better way of putting it.
He is.
And he's a smart guy, and he has a lot that he can negotiate with, too. Guys, why would I want to come back? I was 4-2, and you benched me. Guys, you didn't let me run the stuff that I would have liked to run. I was not running as much as I should have been running. Like, you can throw all that back in their face. So if Russ is now out of the running and you've made it a one-guy thing, Justin Fields is probably going to cost more money than you're comfortable paying. So that's where they are.
Yep.
I poo-pooed, in a way, Dejan's report, and then we spent the entire segment talking about it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.